are strong and nights feel long. We lift our eyes to where you are. You are our peace, our steady song, the quiet strength within our hearts. Your word stands firm, your love remains a sure foundation.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day. Wherever you are listening from today, I want you to know that you are not listening by accident. God knows where you are, He knows what you have been through, and He knows the places in your heart that nobody else can see. Today we're talking about when your heart needs healing. Our Bible text is from Psalm 147 verse 3, which reads, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Let me take you to a moment in the life of Peter. Peter had promised Jesus that he would never deny him. He was confident. He was certain of himself. But when the pressure came, Peter denied Jesus three times. And then the rooster crowed. The Bible says Peter went outside and wept bitterly. Imagine what was happening inside him. He had failed the person he loved. He had said he would stand strong. But when the moment came, fear took over. I imagine Peter replaying that night in his mind, wishing he could go back and change his words. But that wasn't the end of Peter's story. After Jesus rose from the dead, he deliberately went looking for Peter. In John chapter 21, Jesus sat with him and asked him three times, "Do you love me?" Notice something beautiful. Jesus didn't meet Peter with condemnation. He met him with restoration. Peter had denied Jesus three times, and Jesus gave him three opportunities to reaffirm his love. Jesus was not simply correcting Peter's behavior. He was healing Peter's heart and restoring his confidence for the assignment ahead. And that's important for somebody listening today. Sometimes what hurts your heart is not what somebody else did to you. Sometimes it's what you did to yourself. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you trusted the wrong person. Maybe you made a decision you regret. Maybe you failed when you thought you would succeed. Maybe you disappointed yourself. And now, every time you remember it, you feel that pain again. But hear this today. Your worst moment does not have to become your permanent identity. Peter's failure was real, but it wasn't the end of his usefulness to God. The same Jesus who restored Peter is still able to restore you. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." God does not run away from wounded hearts. He draws near to them. And sometimes healing doesn't mean that you suddenly forget everything that happened. It means that the memory no longer controls your life. It means you can remember without being destroyed by the memory. It means you can move forward without carrying yesterday's pain into every new relationship, every new opportunity, and every new day. I don't know what you are passing through today. Perhaps nobody knows how tired your heart really is. You may smile around people while quietly fighting battles within. But God sees you. And today He is reminding you, you are not beyond restoration. Don't be afraid to bring your heart to God honestly. Tell Him where it hurts. Tell Him what disappointed you. Tell Him what you regret. Tell Him what you have struggled to forgive. You don't have to pretend before the one who already knows. I declare over you today, your heart is receiving healing in Jesus' name. The pain of yesterday will not control your tomorrow. The mistakes you have made will not cancel God's purpose for your life. Where disappointment has weakened you, may God give you fresh strength in Jesus' name. Where rejection has wounded you, may you receive a deeper understanding of God's love. Where regret has kept you looking backward, may grace give you courage to move forward. And where your heart has become weary, May the peace of God settle over you today. You will rise again. You will love again. You will hope again. You will believe again. And by the grace of God, you will become stronger without becoming bitter. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, what pain have I been carrying that I need to surrender to God? Don't rush past that question. Action step for the day. Find a quiet moment today and talk honestly with God about that wound. Then make one decision that represents healing. It could be forgiving someone, releasing a regret, apologizing where necessary, stopping the cycle of negative self-talk, or simply choosing to trust God with what you cannot change. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this with me. Today I choose healing. I release my pain into God's hands. I am not defined by my past, my failures, or my disappointments. God is restoring my heart, renewing my strength, and leading me into a better future. I will not live in bitterness, be broken, or defeated. I am healed, restored, strengthened, and ready for a new day. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you because you are close to the brokenhearted. I pray for everyone listening today. Touch every wounded heart. Bring peace where there is pain, forgiveness where there is bitterness, strength where there is weakness, and hope where there has been disappointment. Let today mark the beginning of a new season of healing and restoration. Guide our steps, protect us throughout this day, and help us walk in your peace. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Winning Every Day. If this message encouraged you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who may need to hear that their heart can heal and their story can still have a beautiful ending. Until next time, remember, God is with you, grace is available, and you can win every day. Have a beautiful day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.